CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, still no sign of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, but there are reports he may be in Britain. Assange is wanted in Sweden in a rape investigation. President Obama has put a new man in charge of trying to stop damaging leaks of diplomatic secrets. Congressman Pete Hoekstra was briefed on the WikiLeaks investigation Wednesday and says someone needs to be held accountable.
I didn't walk away from there feeling really confident that there was a sense of urgency to fix the problem and to make sure that it would never happen again.
Sweden's Supreme Court has refused to hear an appeal by Assange in the rape case. Time is running short for the Bush tax cuts. There could be a vote to extend them in the House today. However, Republicans and Democrats are arguing over whether or not people making $250,000 or more should get the tax breaks. If Congress doesn't act before January 1st, taxes will go up. If you're willing to buy a foreclosed home, RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist says you could find huge savings.
In the third quarter, buyers who purchased a foreclosure property on average paid 32% less than buyers who purchased non-foreclosure property.
The biggest discounts are in Ohio. There's a new development in a Hollywood murder mystery today. A man wanted for questioning in the shooting death of publicist Ronnie Chasen committed suicide. CNN's Corinne Winter says this will not end the investigation.
They're not calling this man a suspect. They say he was just a person of interest, someone they were looking to question. They did have a search warrant with them. They wouldn't elaborate on the specifics, but when they approached this man, that's when they say he pulled a gun out.
The Elizabeth Smart kidnapping trial may be nearing an end in Utah. Lawyers for Brian David Mitchell may be close to resting their case. Smart left the courtroom Wednesday during testimony by a defense witness. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.